This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks trading way higher this morning. Since the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up by over 500 points at times. Art Cashin is with UBS Financial Services, and he says it's largely because the Trump administration has announced it may delay some tariffs on Chinese goods.
From September into as late as December, that brought a lot of buying into the market.
Top congressional leaders from both parties looking for answers after convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons requesting answers to 23 questions about agency policy and protocol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5. 5141 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A California Highway Patrol officer and a suspect are dead after gunfire erupts in Southern California yesterday. Two other officers wounded in that gun battle near the 215 freeway in Riverside, where the chief of police says
it was a long and horrific gun battle.
The New York Police Hate Crimes Unit investigating a series of attacks on Jewish men in Brooklyn. Police say three teenage boys jumped and beat three Hasidic Jewish men within 40 minutes of each other on Sunday morning. President Trump's taking a break from his New Jersey vacation today to travel to Pennsylvania, where he'll speak about energy independence and American manufacturing. Just getting word that yet another New York City cop has killed himself. It's the eighth NYPD officer to commit suicide this year. This case, an off-duty cop who was a seven-year veteran, shot himself in the head this morning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigators say they found that a friend of the Dayton mass shooting suspect purchased some of the accessories used in the mass shooting. Ethan Colley reportedly bought Connor Betts the body armor that Betts was wearing and the 100-round drum magazine that Betts used to kill nine people earlier this month. Colley didn't have knowledge of Betts' plans, though, according to authorities who are charging him for lying about drug use when he bought a gun for himself, but he's not been charged in connection with the Dayton shootings. Amazon wants to open a brick-and-mortar liquor store in San Francisco and offer home liquor deliveries. The company applying for a license to operate a 200-square-foot store in the city's Dog Patch neighborhood. The physical store would only be open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m., but it would serve as a base for its Prime Now delivery service, which would operate until midnight. Amazon already offers alcohol delivery along with groceries and other items as part of its Prime Now two-hour service in Chicago, Dallas, L.A., New York, and some other cities. And more than 400 Elvis Presley items, from jewelry to clothing to signed contracts, are going up for auction today at Graceland as part of Elvis Week, which coincides with the anniversary of the King's death on August 16, 1977. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we have a report that a senior was very direct with presidential candidate Kamala Harris, said, get your hands off of my Medicare. Well, the Medicare war is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Medicare's victims, how the U.S. government's largest health care program harms patients and impairs physicians. Dr. David Hoberg joins us now, former senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, author of the book, Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare Programs Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. David, good to have you back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit, but it's very appropriate with all that's being discussed, especially during this, this presidential campaign that wasn't supposed to officially begin until Labor Day. But who cares about the calendar anymore, right?
Well, the thing about the today, in our present day and age, the next presidential campaign begins pretty much the day after the last presidential election. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The calendar doesn't matter anymore. But it's nice to be back on your program. It has been a while, and I'm glad to be on it again. Thank you.
Well, certainly, all the offerings that are being put out there, the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, they just can't give enough away. I don't know if there's anything left. I mean, it kind of reminds me of when, Secretary of State, he was retiring, and, they went to the president and said, hey, can we give him something off of Air Force One? Because he had been doing a lot of, this was Henry Kissinger. And they said, well, he's been doing, his favorite plane, can we give him a memento from the plane? And the president said, well, he's taken so much stuff already, I don't know what's left.
Well, they haven't offered us free kitchen sinks yet. So, there's that. But no, they're giving everything away. And I just, I'd warn people about Medicare for All the problem with any national health care system is that the folks without political power are the ones who are most likely to suffer under that health care system. And too often, it is the people who are the sickest, those who are in most need of the health care system. You just have to go north to Canada or maybe across the pond to Britain to see this. That people who say need heart surgery, cancer treatment, hip or knee replacements, the big ticket items, so to speak, often endure very, very long waiting periods, months, sometimes years,
right,
to get treatment. And The reason for that is that sick people don't have, the people that are really, really sick don't have much political power. Mm-hmm. People who get that sick every year, they're a small number of people, so they don't, you know, relatively speaking, so they don't, you know, amount to much when it comes, election day and, you know, not much impact on the ballot box. And because they're sick, they're not going to be doing the sorts of things like, you know, protesting, organizing, and other things that can, you know, affect change. Because they're sick, you know, they have a million other things to do, and political activity is not going to be
like survival. Surviving kind of, you know, is the most important thing at that point. And you're exactly right. Now, what happens is that our government ends up doing the very thing that our founding fathers tried to avoid with the constitutional, with the constitution and the way they set up the operating system. But politicians who are more interested in themselves and the citizenry not being smart enough, really, and I put it on us because this is a government up for by we the people, so it's our fault. We have the very government that we deserve because we voted it in. And we continue to buy into these lies, and until we happen to be caught in these lies, like, as you say, the less fortunate, the ones that are further away from government, because, you know, in the nature of government, whoever is close, if you're not king, then you want to be as close to the king as possible so that some of the benefits of the ruling class roll in your favor. And so now what is happening is we're moving back to that tradition. We don't have a defined king, but we almost have that that kind of system setting up by allowing big government to come in, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'll just say this. I mean, I always hear, you know, complaints about how much gets spent on each presidential election with campaigns now spending upwards of $1 billion. But you're talking about a federal government that almost spends $5 trillion. I mean, you're in effect investing $1 billion to get control of something that spends $5 trillion. I mean,
and you're only going to make $400,000 a year, so go figure out that math.
Well, you know, I'm surprised they don't spend more on presidential elections when you're talking about that kind of influence over such a massive organization. But absolutely, I mean, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the reasons Medicare right now is popular, and you've got to give the left some credit on this, is that instead of saying national health care or single payer, they say Medicare for all. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons it's popular is that seniors actually do have that type of political power.
Right.
You know, people age 65 to 74, main beneficiaries of Medicare, they vote at rates higher than anybody else. They have some very powerful lobbying organizations like the AARP. And so, you know, they're going to make sure that you know, politicians are going to make sure that Medicare serves them well. Otherwise, you know, politicians will, you know, be on the wrong end of their votes come election day.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at how you can see, I'm sure you can remember back to the 1990s when prescription drugs were becoming a bigger and bigger, healthcare expense. They were becoming a bigger, bigger part of our healthcare budgets. And it didn't take very long, really, for Congress to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare. I mean, they started talking about it maybe 1996, 97, 6-7 years later, which is, you know, in political time is not that long, at least when it comes to getting big programs passed. You know, we had one, and it was signed into law under a Republican president with a Republican Congress. So, you know, that's the type of power they have, but most people are not going to have that kind of political power under a national health care system.
Exactly. It's interesting, you know, as we go back and remember that whole process and the genesis of the prescription program brought into Medicare was instead of dealing with the systemic problem, which continues to this day and contributes to the, you know, I still believe it's a ripping off and an unfair practice by Big Pharma. And it's not necessarily Big Pharma as much as it is the middlemen, right?
Well, you know, everybody's got their hand in the government till when it comes to prescription drugs. I mean, I don't know that it's any more the middleman than it is Big Pharma. I mean, I just, you know, prescription drugs are, at least initially, will be expensive because, you know, people value them. I mean, if you get a prescription drug that extends your, you know, let's say, I mean, people were talking, for example, about a prescription drug that would get rid of the hepatitis C virus and how expensive it was. But if you compare that to, say, having to get a liver transplant, it means you don't have to undergo surgery. Liver transplants are also quite expensive, and you're also going to have a regimen of drugs. You're going to, you know, anti-rejection drugs that you're going to have to take the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You know, the cost may very well be worth it.
Well, so, David, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Hoberg after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. 'Cause the world.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with Dr. David Hobert as we get into his latest commentary about Lower Health Care Cost Act. Dr. Hobert, break that down for us. It was introduced by Senators Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray that essentially establishes new price controls on health care similar to the community rating scheme under Obamacare. Explain that.
Well, sure. If this bill becomes law, basically you're going to see kind of a repeat of Obamacare in the sense of people losing their doctors. That is, many of them may find that their doctors are not going to be covered by their health care plan. Mm-hmm. Now, what this bill is supposed to do, is protect people who have very, unexpected medical bills due to, emergency health care. That is, you receive health care that's emergency care that's out of the network of your insurance plan, and so the insurance plan won't pay for it, and so, you get a very large medical bill from the doctor or a hospital or something like that. But to try to deal with this, the bill imposes price controls on insurers. It forces them to pay the median price they pay for a service. So let's say you end up in a hospital and your physician comes by to check on you. If that visit is not covered, if it's out of network, then the insurer is going to pay the doctor the median price that it pays to all physicians in its network for such a visit. Now, if you think about it, it gives insurers two perverse incentives to get rid of their higher-priced providers.
Mm-hmm.
First, by eliminating higher-priced doctors from their networks, the median price then they're going to pay for doctor services drops.
Right.
And second, by eliminating those higher-priced doctors from their networks, those doctors then become out-of-network. So a patient goes to see one of those doctors, and now the insurance company only has to pay the much lower median price to that doctor instead of the much higher price that they used to pay. And if if that happens, the patients, more and more patients are going to find that their doctors aren't covered under their insurance plans. And, 2014 is not that long ago, so most people, I'm sure, remembered, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, which was one of the biggest lies Obama told, maybe second only to if you like your insurance plan, you can keep your insurance plan. Mm-hmm. And we know how that turned out. The price controls under Obamacare were one of the things that made made insurance policies more expensive, and to try to, save on costs, insurance companies trimmed their networks. We got the pejorative term skinny network, where, many of the more higher-priced doctors and hospitals and so forth weren't included in insurance plans. And this is the Lower Health Care Cost Act is going to, could very well be a repeat of that if it becomes law.
David, this begs the question. We go back to what was even asked back in the days, the early days when Obamacare was coming into play, is what makes us think the government has given us any indication that they could handle something as big as health care when there are so many other things that they have done inefficiently? And, to look to government constantly, I mean, if there's any way to get government out of there, I mean, if they approached it and said, okay, look, we're going to offer some guardrails and, promote, lower payments and more efficient health care and just set guardrails there and let the people go and negotiate whether, across state lines, all these other things that have a natural consequence of the free market system that we know historically works. But for some reason, these politicians, for the sake of getting some sort of credit or, maybe some Pulitzer Prize at the end of the road or something. I mean, this is all very dangerous and very costly. And it really makes me sad to think of how many citizens already, because of Obamacare. I mean, my son, for example, he's 28 years old and he's been on Obamacare. And I could share with you endless nightmares that this kid has been subjected to.
Well, I mean, I think the way, going back to the first part of your question there, I mean, I think the reason that, you know, we continue to think government can handle these large, large systems, it has to do with the kind of the same thing they say about second marriages. It's the triumph of hope over experience. I mean, it really is. You know, so many of us, you know, all of us, I mean, not just, you know, people on the left or those who vote Democrat, but all of us, want to believe in something for nothing, you know, and if politicians promise us this bag of goodies, we can't expect politicians to tell us, you know, what the bag of goodies costs. And, you know, it's so easy to when someone's offering you something for quote unquote free to believe that it really is free.
Right.
And, that's kind of why we end up in these problems. And another reason is the costs sometimes don't start to, come about until a couple years after the law has passed. I mean, one of the smart things that politicians did with Obamacare is that most of it didn't come into effect until after Obama got to run for re-election.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you know, so, that's kind of why these things, I mean, there's a number of reasons why they happen, but, I don't know exactly what the answer is. I spent years looking for it and can't find it, but unfortunately, I do worry that, at least with regard to healthcare, that we're just going to keep on believing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that, whether or not, with George W. Bush, you know, going to Congress saying, look, we need to reform, you know, tort law and, all these lawsuits are going, this is all contributing. Well, he all got tarred and feathered. He thought he had the political capital after being reelected. And they all but tarred and feathered him out the door. Donald Trump has been calling for transparency. Look at, let us know what the cost of drugs are up front and, all these other medical services. That would go a long way. Again, these are all part of the free market principles that in operation, have taken the cost of a cell phone from $4,000 to, $1,000 and, a hundredfold more efficient. But God forbid that we would use, those kind of examples and that kind of experience into something like this, because, dare I say that if the government got out of the way, this would resolve itself, I believe, very quickly and, with less heartache. But, for some reason, the government's got their tentacles so enmeshed into this that, it's near impossible. I mean, we're in this bucket of gum here, David, and meanwhile, we have real lives and real people, and as I said with Obamacare early on, part of the escape hatch for them was that how many people per year were going to be dealing with a catastrophic issue? Maybe 10%? So for 90% that weren't dealing with it, it's no big deal. I mean, you're in line for it, down the road, but you don't know until you know, right?
Yeah, I mean, the number of people who are in it, in that 10%, so to speak, every year, they're transient. I mean, some of them are going to come out of it, and, but new people replace it. If you're transient like that, mm-hmm. or some of them are going to, sorry to say, but die.
Well, they're going
to,
yeah, exactly. When you talk about the ultimate transition, I mean,
but again, it comes back to political power. You can't make that the kind of change that's needed when, you're transient like that. I mean,
exactly.
People don't vote unless, of course, you're in Chicago. But
it's a powerful thing there in Chicago. I was talking with a friend of mine who's down in Broward County, and he's an election official down there, and he worked in Chicago, and he said the same thing. He says, the vote is never over until they go to the cemetery and they get that vote in, and then it's done. But I said, well, the thing that amazes me as well is the Democrats are so incredible is that they can revive a staunch Republican, and he votes Democrat after death. Just saying, so what can you do? But David, I mean, I appreciate your frustration. You've been studying this, and as you say, you don't know what the answer is, but we just keep chipping away. But until the people, I think, come together and really take over their health care, we're going to continue to work through this bucket of gum that they put us into.
Yeah, well, there are good answers in terms of healthcare policy that would get us to a free market.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks trading way higher this morning. Since the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up by over 500 points at times. Art Cashin is with UBS Financial Services, and he says it's largely because the Trump administration has announced it may delay some tariffs on Chinese goods.
From September into as late as December, that brought a lot of buying into the market.
Top congressional leaders from both parties looking for answers after convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons requesting answers to 23 questions about agency policy and protocol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, I love it when he has the cape on. It's so exciting, don't you think? It so becomes me. Hey, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Great product, let me tell you. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on their banner ad, and get back on the road to health. It worked for me, and I'm very excited to be telling you all about it, so check it out for yourself. Mary DeMuth joins us now, and we're going to be talking about the hashtag MeToo movement, this is addressed in her new book, and called We Too, and she's an author, speaker, and podcaster who is passionate about helping you live a restored life, okay? She's a survivor of neglect and sexual abuse, gloriously rescued, as she tells her story, by Jesus himself when she was 15 years old. Mary, welcome to the show. How are you? Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited to be talking to you about something that I have been, talking to pastors and priests across this country and my travels in saying, look, we have people in our church today that are coming and looking, you know, for answers and comfort. And I question whether or not they're prepared to deal with the complicated issue of abuse, and particularly in some churches when they've been guilty of abuse themselves. But, you know, it's okay, you can be guilty of it, but what did you learn? Were you redeemed from the experience, just like a victim? You would pray a victim would be redeemed, such as your story. But there's also entities that, themselves. I mean, after all, particularly when we talk about the church, to me, the church is, you know, how do you say it? In a sense, a hospital for those of us who have been injured by life. And Jesus empowered the church to be that effective tool, did he not?
That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be a haven for the broken. But what's been happening over the centuries has been we just don't want to talk about this issue. And mm-hmm. so when it gets talked about, especially if it happened within our ranks, we would rather protect our reputation or the institution's reputation than do the right thing. And then on the other hand, there's all sorts of people in our pews who are broken and hurting.
Exactly.
Because
that's what breaks my heart, Mary, frankly.
Yes.
Because I know that there are people every Sunday that are going there and they're looking for, they're like that woman with the issue of blood. You know, that have spent everything, body, mind, and spirit for some cure, some answer. And just hoping if I can just even grab the hem of Jesus' garment, maybe that will work. And the church is in that position to be Jesus' garment. And I, like you, I question, because it's like we're ignoring the obvious.
Exactly. And that's really one of the reasons why I wrote the book, was that I just want to see the church become equipped and sweet and sweet-tempered and kind-hearted for those who are suffering in their midst. We talk about the Good Samaritan, and in that narrative, the person who's harmed is most likely a Jew in that story, and his very own countrymen and religious leaders were the ones that walked on by.
Right.
And it was the outsider, the Samaritan, that was helpful. And we're seeing that with the church today. It's law enforcement that's been more helpful to the sexual abuse victim, and the press has been more helpful to the sexual abuse victim than their place of worship.
And it would seem, Mary, that there has been, even with the, you know, the whole Me Too movement, it would seem that sexual abuse, at least, you know, from my perspective, probably more rampant than I could ever remember as a child growing up. Maybe because we heard so little of it, maybe because people ignored it, but it just seems that the avenues of sexual abuse are incredible. I mean, you know, we hear the story of Jeffrey Epstein, the stuff that was going on, sex trafficking that has been taking place, and not only from people coming to this country and coming through our borders illegally, but there are citizens themselves, the daughters of families that are being, you know, that are being abducted and thrown into sex trafficking organizations. It's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, it's like, what is wrong with us?
Exactly. I recently heard a statistic that the trafficking stats are more like 50-50, 50% boys, 50% girls. So this is, both sexes are being harmed in that particular industry. And how do we have that industry of people being trafficked? Well, it's because there's a demand for it. And why
exactly.
is there a demand? Well, because, of course, sin, that's certainly one reason. But we've got this proliferation of pornography that has somehow normalized deviant sexual behavior. And the appetite with porn is that you continue to need more dopamine, which means you need to have more and more degradation in your act. And so then that usually morphs into needing to be with actual humans to do the things that you want to do. And so there's this really vicious cycle about how it all fuels everything. And
well,
I have a chapter in my book about it because it's just so terrible and
exactly.
needs to be talked about.
Well, you know, going back to Genesis, made in God's image, and when you forget that, and we're so degraded that it matters, and we care so little about life anymore that we're either killing children in the womb, just outside the womb, selling baby parts, you know, the result. I mean, we are reaping what this culture has sown, but the culture, I guess some of it, you know, responses is, well, we need revival. But I say before revival, we need repentance. You know, everybody wants to get to the revival part, but it doesn't work that way. You've got to first see the error of your ways, do you not?
Yes, and that is one of the reasons I wrote the book, is I have this heart to see revival happen in the American church, but it can't when we've got so much sin on our hands and a lack of repentance about this particular issue. We thought this was a Catholic church issue. We were wrong. It's a church issue, and there are pedophiles, and there are people that are being shuffled from place to place, and it's just as egregious, and we need to say no more. We need to say that was wrong. We repent and become more transparent and less enamored with our institutional protectionism and more enamored with let's do the right thing, what God calls us to do.
Well, back to your earlier point, according to the latest research, about a third of those in the pews of the churches today participate in pornography. A third.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here we are, as Paul warned us. I mean, we're searing our conscience to accept, well, it's not as bad, you know, or whatever, you know. It's just, you know, it's my humanity and my need, or however it is that you want to justify it. But God was really clear. And it's interesting also to note that those churches that have embraced this liberal theology, you know, when they talk about churches dying in the United States, what they do is they accumulate all the numbers together. And so the churches that are doing it their way, not God's way, they're the ones that are dying, but they're bringing the rest of the churches. When you look at the totality of the numbers, it brings the rest of the churches down. But what they need to extract is those churches that said, no, God said, and we believe what he said, and that's what we're following to the best of our ability. Those are the churches that are growing, and those are the ones that are impacting souls. The liberal churches are the ones that people go to, like your book identifies, they go there looking for an answer, and they leave empty, and they go, you know, I don't get it. I mean, where's God?
Yeah, I mean, it's sadly a problem in so many places of worship, and we're seeing kind of an uptick of it because of the Me Too movement. More disclosure is happening. More light is coming. And we really do need to look at how our church leaders and how our structures responding to those allegations of abuse. And I think the first response has to be grief and lament.
Right. Well, if the places were places of worship, we're talking specifically the church, because there's other organizations. I mean, we got Boy Scouts being, you know, called out, and other entities for sexual abuse. So this is a cultural, you know, phenomena, if you want to say. I mean, it is inculcated every aspect of our being and our lives. So with it being so pervasive, but the church, that the gates of hell could not prevail against. So what are we doing? And so we say places of worship, but if they were actually places of worship, I would say we might have it a little bit better under control. We've got more from Mary DeMuth after this. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
You know, I've got to tell you, that's the challenge that we have, ladies and gentlemen, as people of faith, is really apprehending that the job's already been done. It really has, but, you know, this is where faith is so critical and so important, and this is why the devil wants to attack that aspect. And the question that he puts before us, Mary, all the time is, did God really say? And when we look back, even in our own personal lives, I mean, we're walking testimony of God's fulfilled promises time and again, if we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and if you stop and consider your life, I mean, my commitment has been so sealed by the fulfilled promises time and again with God, which, you know, starts for me when I wake up in the morning and I see God's glory in the sky. And that's just looking at the sky, not even looking around, you know, to go down the horizon, start looking at the leaves on the trees and, you know, seeing how the bird, how God, you know, cares. You know, care so much even about all the animals and the birds and how they're all taken care of. And if God has that much concern for even the lowest of insects and even those little booger insects that I have to deal with when I live in Florida, you know, those mosquitoes and no-see-ems, if God is that concerned about those little boogers, I mean, how much more concerned is he about us?
I love that you said that. When I met Christ, I was 15 years old and I met him through the Ministry of Young Life, and I remember this one little talk that they gave, and they were just simply sharing stories from the gospel, and the gospel story was where Jesus calmed the storm, and the question was asked by the disciples, who is this that even the wind and seas obey him? Right. And it was that question that circulated throughout my mind that summer right before I met Christ, and I just kept asking the question, who is this powerful, amazing person, Jesus Christ, that the wind and the seas obey him?
Right. And that was something that had to get through and touch your heart after all that you experienced as a young girl and that you had been dealing with and trying to reconcile. And, you know, with your story, tell our audience your story. and where you were at before. I say we come to that crossroads where I was, I am. And so where you were to what you became after you met Jesus.
Right. So I grew up in a home I didn't want to duplicate later on, and there was a lot of neglect. There was drug abuse, several divorces, death of a parent, and sexual abuse when I was five at the hands of some neighborhood teenage boys. And that lasted for about a year. And when my father died, Mom had been married several times by then, but when he died, kind of my world broke. And by the time I was in junior high, I was thinking, I need to take my life because there's really no point for me to be on this earth. Bitter, ignored. And wrote, you know, I've always been a writer, so I wrote suicide poetry about wanting to just get rid of my life. And then it was as a ninth grader that I was a young life and heard the gospel for the first time and went to a weekend camp at 15 and met Jesus. And that was the beginning of my healing journey, and that has taken me to this moment today of just walking through pursuing Jesus in the midst of some of that heartache and trauma. And he's done so much. I could spend the rest of the time just talking about the good things that Jesus has done.
Well, Mary, I got to think that the trajectory that you were on, I mean, you're writing suicide poetry, you're carrying this burden of what you experienced at the age of five, a family life that was way less than glorious. So why you at that moment did you end up going to this camp when all indications were that you were on a road of, you know, you were on a road to destruction? But why you?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I mean, hearing your story, I'm thinking, you know, God's grace and mercy. You could have just kept on going, but God said, no, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I can only attribute it to His wooing of me and this longing I had in my heart to know a father again after having three different fathers and one that had died. I just needed a heavenly father to love me, and He wooed me there, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah, He says, you're still my girl, huh?
Yep. That is the king, for sure.
Amen. Amen. And that's the message. You know, I'm sure that you carry to other young girls and even boys that have experienced abuse that, you know, you are the son, you're the daughter of a king, that there is a glorious future. But, boy, I'll tell you, there in many cases, depending on, you know, how long and how ingrained and how desensitized you've become, but God can break through all that. And He has done that time and again, has He not?
He has. And I'm just so grateful for the prayers of others and counseling, of course, and just that dogged pursuit that God has had of my heart over all of these years of, yes, that you mentioned earlier in the interview, the I was, the I am. I was that, but now I am redeemed. I am changed. You know, I'll always carry the scars. I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna, like, oh, you meet Jesus and everything will be perfect. Right. I still carry the scars. And those will be remedied on the other side. But in this walking wounded space on this earth, it's such a huge privilege for me to be able to bear the weight of other people's stories and to love people well and to shepherd them toward Jesus. And that's been kind of my ministry over the past several years.
Yeah, I got to say, for what you've gone through, you know, you can't give what you don't have. And you have been able to experience God's grace and mercy in a profound way that really makes you a very powerful instrument. I mean, after all, when Jesus needed a spokesman to the Gentile nation, you know, He went to somebody who had the background and experience who could, and the courage, you know, to go out and speak to the Gentile nation when He conscripted Paul into service. And here, because of what you've gone through, you're experiencing, you know, beauty for ashes and the wounds that you have been subjected to, as you say, that you carry. And I got to imagine those, you know, those wounds that the devil would want to remind you of, you have to you know, maybe I know for me, I take it as when it comes up, and I know what the devil is trying to do with it, and I just say, oh, thank you very much for reminding me that it was because of Christ.
Yes, and I think that's, you know, I think that's something that a lot of people who are sexual abuse survivors struggle with. Like, first they'll ask, why did this happen? And of course, that's a normal thing to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also important to look back at how far you've come. And yeah, it'll be stops and starts, and there will be setbacks. But as I look back on my own journey, I can see the hand of Jesus in the midst of it. And there, mm-hmm. of course, were dark times. And sometimes even recently there have been dark times. But the consistency of his love for me, and as I mentioned before, the pursuit that he has of those he loves, is just so sweet and so helpful and so amazing.
You know, and I'm glad you use that, because I think that sometimes people do not grasp the idea that it is God, it's Jesus that pursues us. You know, I had a conversation with a dear friend, Jonathan Kahn, who noted speaker and author, has written some great books, and he's a Messianic Jew. And we were talking about God's peace, and he says, Bill, he says, in the Jewish culture, you have to understand what we mean by God's peace. And he says, when we talk about God's peace, it's the pursuit of God wanting to fulfill his entire purpose in your life. It is God, he takes this, God takes it on as a personal mission for each of his creation, that he pursues us, you know, to say, look, I'm going to bring you in. I know you've had hell on earth, and I know you've been dealing with all this, but I am still pursuing you to bring you into this world of peace that I originally planned and purposed for you. And when he shared that with me, it was just, wow, it was just so mind-blowing and comforting. And so when you say to me about God pursuing you, it connects with that, you know, with that remembrance.
It does, and that's the beautiful concept of shalom in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
It's actually not just peace like we think, oh, there's no war, so there's shalom. It's actually human peace, like your mm-hmm. soul is at peace, your heart is at peace, your mind is at peace. This shalom is something that he gives all of us as we, you know, receive it, and I'm so grateful for that.
And where we're restored as well, because like the Good Shepherd, right? Finds that place where we find peace and are restored. You say there are three ways the church can become a safe place for those who've been traumatized. Break that down for us. We got about a minute and a half here, so.
One of the things they can do is share survivor stories from the front of how Jesus has transformed a survivor's life. It's so important for us to know we're not alone. And so mm-hmm. having those stories, having policies and procedures that are stated and created for the church itself, not just superimposing someone else's policies and procedures on there, and actually knowing what, when and how and what to report at that particular time, and also just welcoming people's stories in whatever situation that might be, whether it be just one-on-one in discipleship or whatever, but creating the kind of safe place where people would want to share their stories and not feel judged for them.
Well, the people who have been injured are coming to the church with a certain expectation, are they not, Mary?
Yes, I mean, I think that they're hoping to find answers and
exactly.
find life and love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, acceptance.
She's an author, speaker, and podcaster. Mary DeMuth has been our guest, and we've been talking about her book, where you can go for more information, by the way, her website, we2.org. That's we2, that's T-O-O, we2.org. Mary DeMuth, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.